under the earth in southern Arizona, you'll find a place that brought people to the dry, wide-open stretches of this state. The story of what's below ground is this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Baker Olmsted retells the story of an industry that made southern Arizona.
First mining claim that was filed in Bisbee was back in 1877. Now, the first significant mining was around 1879. It started with this mine, the Copper Queen Mine.
A government scout by the name of Jack Dunn hired a prospector, George Warren, to explore the area and file claims on his behalf. Warren conveniently forgot to place Dunn's name on those claims, and Warren reaped enormous wealth. However, Warren's drinking habits led him to enter a race that he could never win.
Well, he bet it, but he was a drinker. And he was going to, he bet that he could outrun a horse in a quarter of a mile. Of course, he lost. And when he lost that, he lost about, at that time, it was probably worth, a ninth interest was worth over $20 million at that time.
When mining began here in 1879, almost all work was done by hand.
At one time, at the peak in Bisbee, there were 6,000 miners that worked in the underground. Now, Phelps Dodge Mining Company, being the largest mining company, had 2,000 men. They knew that within a year, they were going to lose 9 to 10 men to fatal accidents.
The work was dangerous, and death in the mines was not uncommon.
In 1974, the open pit, the Lavender Pit, closed. 1975, all the underground mines were closed, and it was a combination of things, low copper prices, low ore grades, and it all built up to that, so they shut the mines down.
Bisbee, Arizona was once a thriving industrial city of 25,000 people, but times changed and profits dwindled. Today, the Copper Queen Mine is open to visitors, and you can take an ore train deep into the mountain to experience mining firsthand. Traveling the Countryside in Bisbee, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.